At home, at school, in the neighborhood. WHYY is asking children, parents, and experts what kids need to be healthy. And we're sending out reporters to cover modern kids better. Limiting smartphone use can be a challenge for us all. For WHYY, Randy Scott Carroll introduces us to two teenagers trying to do just that.
How long have you guys been friends?
We've been friends since first grade.
Alyssa Carroll and Kim DeLay go to Garnet Valley High School, and they've been friends for a long time.
Too long.
They say now everyone in high school has a smartphone, but Kim feels like it gets in the way of having real connection, even outside of school.
I've gone to like parties where people literally sit on the couch and are just like texting, playing games, or like on Snapchat or Instagram the entire time.
They say it's like a domino effect.
Oh, that person's on their phone. Now that person's on their phone, and then everyone's on their phone, and no one's doing anything.
Today, more than half of U.S. teens admit they spend too much time on their phones. That's according to Pew Research Center, which also found that while teens say social media strengthens their friendships and exposes them to a more diverse world, it can also cause a lot of social angst.
Just like extra drama that's going on.
Like rather than just leaving it in a certain spot, it's now in your everyday life because you have your phones everywhere. And then they communicate to you through your phone. So now it's not just at the certain place. It's every day, wherever you are, because you have your phone with you.
Alyssa is my little sister, which gives me easy access to the world of high schoolers and their phones. She says around the holidays last year, they decided to host a Friendsgiving, a dinner party for all their friends, and it was planned mostly through their phones.
Time, place, what we're doing, what we're eating, what we're wearing, nothing was talked about in person.
When they finally got together, everyone was on their phones. So Kim and Alyssa spoke up and said, let's all set our phones in the other room and actually try being together.
Yeah,
but like, this is the first time they said they'd ever done anything like this.
We sat around the table and then we just talked, like actually talked to each other. And like, we got out a board game and all started playing a board game. Like, you don't do that nowadays. I feel like we talked a lot more, like, got into more topics and like, I don't know.
It was an actual conversation.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, oh, look what I just saw on my phone.
For teens today, learning to set their own limits and negotiating with the adults in their lives on how much they can be on their phones.
It is an almost constant topic of conversation.
That's Catherine Dalsgaard, the clinical director of the Anxiety Behaviors Clinic at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. She says people need to understand that screen time isn't good or bad.
That's the starting point for a lot of parents, is screen time good or bad for my kids? And I counsel them away from that, right? That's an all or nothing question.
Dalsgaard says the most consistent advice she gives to adults when it comes to the teenagers in their lives is not to set your expectations too high.
You have to understand the neuroscience of adolescence. Their brains are swimming in dopamine, pickled in dopamine. Dopamine is the neurotransmitter of reward. So it's all reward for them.
The other thing Dr. Dalsgaard says is that we need to model the sorts of behaviors we want our teens to emulate. So ask yourself questions like, do you want to create screen-free zones?
When is it okay to use screens on the fly? When is it okay to break a rule just to self-soothe or because it's convenient? How does your use of screen square with your goals and your values for yourself?
In other words, develop achievable expectations for you and your kids. And if we're worried about how social media can affect our teens, make sure we understand how it affects us.
Because there is no more lucrative an audience than an anxious parent.
Like any parenting advice, Dalsgaard says it's about consistency, with the knowledge that eventually our kids will learn what works for them.
The developmental achievement of adolescence is identity formation. And so they really do have to do a lot of trial and error. So screen time is not this ogre. It is yet another tool around which I will be parenting.
Would you do it again?
Oh, yeah, in a heartbeat.
Since their Friendsgiving, Alyssa and Kim have made a more conscious effort to limit their phone use by turning off certain notifications and recognizing that feeling of not being present.
Like when we're hanging out and we're like, we realize we're on our phone too much, like when we're like, all right, let's just put it down and like go outside and do something.
Alyssa just finished up a couple weeks at summer camp and she left her phone at home.
I'd rather be out making new friends or doing the activities they have at camp than being on my phone and not being where I'm at. Like trying to be somewhere else at the same time.
For WHYY News, I'm Randy Scott Carroll.